pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that you call each and every one of us to be your pastors, to be able to share the joy of the love that we've experienced in God's grace through Christ. Help us, O Lord, to know that you are always guiding us, always comforting us, giving us all that we need as your sheep. Help us to trust you and to follow you. We thank you for this opportunity for myself to serve here at Christ and for an opportunity for Pastor Perez. We ask your blessing be upon him and the church as we go forward. We thank you again that you are the one that we always are called to serve and to proclaim as holy and also loving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm reminded today of a plaque I received at my retirement party 5 years ago. And the plaque simply read, "Pastures never retire, they just go out to pasture." I know probably some of you have seen that before, and I never realized just how true it is. How the calling never ends as long as there's sheep to guide, to encourage, to comfort, to challenge. And I must say, you all have been very good sheep. I've enjoyed being able to be a part of our fellowship together. And as we've returned to meals again, we've done some good grazing, as my waistline can testify to. You love to eat here, and I enjoyed being here for that. And kind of, that's part of the retirement I was looking forward to getting away from. But I guess you never know where God will lead you. You never know how God will use you to minister to God's people. And this is evident in today's gospel lesson for today. I mean, who would ever think that Jesus would be sitting talking to a Samaritan woman? Who would ever expect for him to be asking her for a cup of water? And on top of it, as he desires this water, he promises her to give her the water that will quench your thirst forever. Quench your deepest thirst that will spring forth to eternal life. He ministers to her as she ministers to him. He reveals the truth of who she is, just as he reveals the truth of who he is. And isn't that the heart of ministering? To discover that who we are, especially as we better understand whose we are, especially by the waters of baptism. To see ourselves not as a pastor, not as a lay member, but first and foremost as God's beloved child. That we belong to God's pasture and that we all are sheep of God's hand. And don't we need reminders like that every day? That's why the baptismal bowl and the candle. That's why some of us are wearing bracelets during the season of Lent to remind us every day of God's sacrifice in Christ and that the love includes a cross for our sake. And to demonstrate to others who we are, loved by God, and then share the good news that they too are loved by God. And I plan to wear mine all through Japan. And who knows, maybe I'll have an opportunity to share the truth of God's love to someone who's Buddhist. And I admire the discipline, the meditation, how many of the Buddhists embrace the gift of nature. I always remember that also the Buddhism emphasizes to strive towards perfection. And perhaps in that process, sometimes they may miss the gift of God's grace and the love that we emphasize in Jesus. I always remember when I was in seminary, I had a professor who was a Japanese background. And he took us to a Buddhist monastery up in Northern California. And we went up there and we met with the monks and had an opportunity to talk to them. And then suddenly we were introduced to the head monk came out. And he gave us a lecture. And basically, well, he had also, there was one fellow that was translating. He spoke in Japanese, but another fellow was translating for him. And I swear right off the bat, the fellow who's translating him is from Minnesota. I could tell by his accent, I just knew he was from Minnesota. How he got there, I don't know. But the goal of the message essentially was that as we're striving towards perfection, especially for us who's trying to become pastors, if we're striving towards perfection by becoming pastors, we're essentially fooling ourselves, trying to become holy, and essentially that's like a dog Buddha, he kept on saying. He kept on using that term over and over again. We're all dog Buddhas, suggesting that we were a bunch just trying to pretend that we were better than others. And we were preparing, as we were preparing to be pastors. Most of us didn't know what to say, didn't know how to respond to him. But then there was one student, Mark, from New Jersey, whose room was right next to mine, and every night till 2 a.m. he played Bruce Springsteen. He was one that I wondered, what in the world was he doing here? He'll never get through it all, I'm sure of it. But suddenly he got up, and he spoke very slowly, very clearly, and he said, I agree with you. I'm a dog Buddha. But one thing my faith has taught me is that God loves dog Buddhas just as much. That in fact, God loves and accepts us no matter who we are, no matter what our journey is. And that means everything to me. And that's why I want to become a pastor. The head monk shook his head and said, what is he saying? What's he talking about? And suddenly the young man who was doing the translating said, he's talking about grace. I know because my father was a Lutheran pastor. Sure enough, he was from Minnesota. And grace, that's what has led me to become a pastor in the first place as well. It's what has inspired me to keep on serving beyond retirement. Because we never can get enough of grace. The unconditional love of God given freely, especially because we all are dumb sheep. We go astray. And yet God continues to keep loving us. God knows we need it. We have a thirst that only God can quench. And thankfully, God never, ever holds back his grace. And so likewise, I hope and pray that we always be ready to share maybe a cup of cold water to someone who's thirsty, who needs to hear that they too are loved unconditionally, to offer refreshment, to offer that abundant hope and the overwhelming joy of God's free gift of grace. May that give us the encouragement to keep on serving, to keep on being God's people, and share a little water from time to time. Amen.